The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The reintroduction of wolves to Yellowstone National Park has an unexpected upside. It's helping to fatten up the bears. The wolves have kept the park's population of elk in check, which in turn limits how many berry-producing shrubs the elks consume. As a result, the bears have more tasty berries to eat. As we learn more about the cascading effects wolves have on an ecosystem, the issue may be more than having just enough individual wolves so they can survive as a species. In some situations, we may wish to consider the numbers necessary to help control over-browsing, allow tree and shrub recovery, and restore ecosystem health. Wolves were first removed from Yellowstone National Park in the 1920s, after which the elk population soared. The huge herds of elk heavily browsed aspen and willow in the park and reduced the berry-producing shrubs. Past studies showed the reintroduction of wolves in 1995 has led to willow and aspen populations rebounding, and the berries too. Wild fruit is typically an important part of grizzly bear diet, especially in late summer when they're trying to gain weight as rapidly as possible before winter hibernation.
The 90-Second Naturalist is brought to you by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business at the University of Cincinnati. GrowYourFamilyBusiness.com.